that particular day, too, on February 25th, talked about B.J. Young. Don't have the clip on this, but he suggests that B.J. Young should come back for another year at Arkansas. He chose not to, and he's getting paid to play basketball now, so I guess he's okay. The next day, we had Nile Davis on. Nile Davis, of course, after that spectacular trip to the Combine, had such a great performance there and made himself a more valuable guy. Now he's in the playoffs with the Kansas City Chiefs, of course. Also, that was the day that Sam Pittman got a raise from $275,000 to $500,000 after Alabama came after him for as an offensive line coach.
Woo.
That is the deal. He's got to be the highest paid offensive line coach in America.
Has to be.
Gotta
up
be.
There. Up there.
Must be really, really good. We talked to Nile Davis about a number of things, including his performance at the Combine.
I was a little surprised. I ran faster than I thought I was, but you know, I was happy with my performance.
4.37. Yeah, that's pretty good. A couple days later, had Dr. Fitz Hill up, and at that point, Michael Dyer's future was up in the air. Of course, we all know he ended up at Louisville, ended up getting hurt, unfortunately, missed the last few games of the year, but had a pretty decent season up until the injury. Didn't have a significant role, but did certainly make the most of his opportunities when he was in there. Hopefully, he can get healthy and have a chance to go to the Combine this coming year as well.
Do you think any chance of him coming back?
I don't know. And I don't know how significant the injury is as far as how long he'll be out. But we did talk to him about his future, and I'm not going to play that because obviously things have changed significantly since then. But he did a lot of good things. I mean, certainly commend Michael for taking time away from football to focus on academics and himself. And yep. One thing you can say, he's not had any issues as far as, you know, with law enforcement or any issues with the team as far as we know.
Yeah, maybe so, the biggest headline is that he didn't make any headlines.
That's probably a good point, Chris. This was kind of a funny. We were out at Contractors Equipment Company on February 28th. We talked to a couple of guys who are professional motocross riders. And normally, I don't know that we would look back on that and go, yeah, we're going to play that clip. But we started talking about some of the injuries they've had. A little gruesome, a little bizarre. Not quite as strange as a giraffe fight, but up there.
Pretty much almost every time you ride, you have one of those. But it's pretty often, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and you crash, you get hurt. I mean, it's part of the deal. But then, and as soon as you do it, you're like, oh, I don't want to ride anymore. And then, like 2 days later, you're pumped again. You're like, I'm ready to get back on my bike. I'm tired of this sitting around.
Yeah,
but
it's in your blood. I mean, once you start doing it, it's in your blood.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny's been hurt seriously a bunch of times, and I got hurt riding with Kenny pretty good a couple times. And
worst moment, I don't know. I broke my hip in 2003 at Pomona at the LG event. I underrode it a 90-foot backflip, which at the time would have been a world record distance.
Yeah.
In a contest, my femur was up by my rib cage. So
oh my
god! It was
a
bad one, and it took several months to come back from. So
that was a bad one. Yeah.
That's probably my worst moment there.
Hey, Anderson Silva, amateur hour. Okay. Femur by rib cage. Okay. Need I say more? Yeah. Do the math on that. Not good.
How does that happen?
Well,
how does that work?
You never underride a 90-degree backflip or whatever he just said.
If I have one rule, it's never underride a 90-degree backflip.
I'm always surprised the amount of pain people will endure for their sport. You know, bull riding, it's like you get your face gorged and then you're back on a bull again.
Yeah.
It's like, how much do you enjoy
it? It's the rush, man.
Oh, it is. It's amazing.
It's the rush.
I don't think they gore you when you're a bull rider.
They do sometimes
beat you real bad and throw you around.
Unless they got horns.
Yeah, I'm against that. I only ride females.
So I've heard.
This was the best clip. We had two clips. We had one clip that didn't quite make it under the wire because it happened in late 2012. But I got into an argument with a veterinarian up in Searcy.
Oh,
which
man.
Was really fantastic.
I've got it if you want it.
It was really good. It didn't quite make it, but this one did. The best fight on the air this year came between Tiger Bait and a now deceased Ira.
God Ira rest was his soul.
No doubt about it. Ira gave us some great moments on the radio. Ira was a guy who he had his own personal demons, I think. But God bless him. The guy was a great radio caller. And that was also the same day that Dennis Rodman went over and visited Kim Jong-un for the first time in North Korea. That was when the story came out in early March. But this was one of the great moments in Zone history as far as caller on caller debate.
Okay, I don't mind, but the FCC does. Here's the thing. If I put you on with Tiger Bait, what would you say to him?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm 56 years old, and I'll strap on some shorts and tennis shoes, and I'll meet him anywhere in the ring with some six-ounce, whatever gloves he wants. And if he beats the heck out of me, I don't care. I just want that one punch.
Well, let's see.
He can knock me into a coma.
Well,
I guarantee he's probably just a big, fat, flop, sit yep. down on the couch.
Today's your lucky day, Ira, because look who's online too. Tiger Bay, welcome to the zone.
Tiger Bay. Hey, Ira, let me tell you something. Hey, what time are the liquor stores open in Arkansas,
hey,
buddy?
Let me tell you something, dude. I can beat your ass. I can beat your butt drunk.
Six
you ain't nothing
five.
But a big mouth flop.
6'5",
you're a big mouth flop.
Ira.
You are a big mouth flop. Hey, look, if you're looking for enemies, you got plenty. I know there's a lot of people think like me. You need to shut your mouth. I don't even know this radio.
Hey,
you know why you get
on
this radio? Hey, listen, there you go. You even out talked to him. Now you want him to have another talker talk to you.
So go
you
ahead. Go ahead. Run this dumb mouth.
Hey, can you shut up for 5 seconds? I know from being there, Louisiana, that's hard to do.
I have no
that
words.
That was amazing.
Oh, it was great stuff.
I learned something that day from you. What from you, actually. You said it was one of my first shows I did with you, and you just turned off all the mics and let them on. You said you never interrupt a good fight.
No, and when somebody calls in to poke at you, which never happens, unfortunately, you let them go. And if they call in to argue with me, you don't step in. Just let them go at it.
Let them go. Good. Just let them go.
That's it. It's like a couple of giraffes in a pen.
let them go.
Just let them settle it out. March 5th, Ken Duke was on. Great year for Ken Duke. Got his first win later in the year. And, boy, the folks at the Arkansas Golfer Hall of Fame look like geniuses because they inducted him into the Arkansas Pro Golf Hall of Fame. And then later that year he gets his first PGA win. Pretty smart.
No, I wish that we did. I love it. I love it. I got a chance to go down to the Heat game last couple weeks ago and got to sit on the floor and have the mess with Ray Allen a little bit, 'cause I know he's a big golfer, and we were talking about golf and the warm up and all that kind of stuff, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I love basketball, and I wish they would play more the love of the game instead of about what have I done lately. Obviously I'm a big Larry Bird fan, and that was my guy. So, but big basketball fan.
Now, apparently Ken Duke, all he wants to talk about is basketball, and all basketball guys want to talk about is golf. So there you go. Chris Gregg. We talked to Niall Davis around the combine. We talked to Tyler Wilson around the combine. We talked to Chris Gregg around the combine. The best soundbite that came out of those interviews was Chris Gregg's bite right here. I asked him, what was the strangest question you got at the combine? Because, they go through the interview process with some of the different teams.
They were pretty standard. The question I would say that really caught people off guard was, if you said you were single and you weren't married and things like that, they would ask you, did you like girls? And that was just something that kind of caught a little off guard. Yeah, like you said, a lot of guys I heard that I was talking to up there and guys that I've talked to since I got back told me that they got asked the same thing too.
So
so you
got a girlfriend? How do you feel about girls in general? Are you cool with girls? I mean, girls are good?
Okay, cool. I want one guy to go, girls, yuck, cooties. I want one guy to do that.
Yeah.
What would their reaction be?
He's going to play for Cleveland. Ray Rogers was in. Christina LaCure was sitting in, too, and she kept using a buzzword that Ray didn't care for, and he corrected her on it.
Well, let me correct you.
Okay.
We don't fight.
I'm so sorry. I keep saying that.
You have bouts, or we have competition. But fighting, we box.
You're right.
Which is
I'm
a
sorry.
Very, very highly skilled and trained sport.
Yes, sir. And I know that.
We fight.
You and I fight.
They box.
We had a good year fighting with Christina, too. That was fun. She was a lot of fun this year. Todd Day was on. Todd was good. Todd, we talked about a couple of things. LeBron versus Michael Jordan, because this was not too long after Michael had celebrated his 50th birthday. And then we also talked about his son and his lack of athletic prowess. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, man, he's a great player. I mean, what else is there to say?
Yeah.
He's probably the best all-around player that I've ever seen.
Okay, so of all the guys you've been around, he's the best one you've ever seen?
All around.
Okay.
Michael Jordan is the best player to ever lace him up. Let's not get that twisted.
Okay.
As far as defense, rebounding, passing, shooting, attacking the basket, he's probably the best I've ever seen.
Okay, so you're telling me if he was actually your son, you could get him to the next level safely?
I think if he was my son, I'd probably be at home on the couch in the hot tub somewhere.
Todd Day's not going to be hanging out on the couch or in a hot tub anytime soon, though, because apparently his son is not going to be confused with LeBron anytime soon.
Nah, he's, at 5'9", unathletic. Hard for him to make, anybody's college team.
What happened there? I guess
he took after his mom.
Okay.
I guess.
Oh, dude. Took a shot at the kid and the mom in one fell swoop. That's Todd Day for you. We take it to the top of the hour with one of the great clips of the year. Joe Klein had a handful of great clips over the season.
How do you even pick?
This one was him talking about his high school wrestling experience. Oy, Joe Klein in a size extra, extra, extra large singlet. Oh, boy.
I was wrestling, and it was junior high. But, I mean, we had a wrestling team and everything. I don't know what the hold is. I knew one hold. You put your arm on between his legs and pull that up, and then had him around the neck.
Yeah.
And I got him in that, and I didn't let go, and I won. And I got a trophy at home. I got a little man. I got a little man with his arms out in the suit.
Yeah, singlet. Yes.
He's like that, and it says, you know, some champion.
You still have it?
Oh, absolutely.